Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Candy. How may I assist you today?
Candy, I have a charge that came through on my credit card, and I've never done business with you in my life.
Oh. Okay, well, let's see what's going on. Can I get a zip code for you, sir?
45247.
And what's that first and last name?
It would be, I'm a little hesitant to even give it to you, since apparently the card was fraudulently used.
Well, I mean, if you feel like your card was used fraudulently, then I could probably send you to my fraud department, but before I can do that, I need to pull up an account, sir.
Well, let me see what I can give you. Gotta get back to it. I've been on hold so long. Okay, the charge came through at 12:51 p.m. today, which would be Eastern time. And the last name is Mulcahy, M-U-L-C-A-H-Y. Yes?
Okay, can you verify your shipping address? Just give me one word from the shipping address if you don't feel comfortable, and I'll read the rest of it out to you.
It would be Mullen.
Okay, that's 6176 Mullen Road, Cincinnati?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I see that there was an order for a Jackdaw watch, and then at some point there was Jackdaw earbuds from Sonovo, and it was canceled. It says you called in on the 2nd because you didn't want the earpods.
Correct.
So you do recall having in business with us?
Yeah, I never knew it as Swift Nourish, okay, which is what came through here.
I don't know. But that's weird. It's merchant information. I can't really say on that. I don't know why it does it like that. I just work in customer service. Mm-hmm. But what I can tell you is that you were calling about the $59.97 charge, yeah?
Correct.
All right, so I can explain that to you real easy. So the 2nd, right, of November, when you ordered
that
the
Vibe
watch.
That I can't be sure of, but okay, yes.
No, I'm positive. I can see it.
Yeah, okay.
So on the 2nd of November is when you ordered the Vibe watch, and then the pods apart probably just came along with them. And that's when you cancel, right? But the thing is that you paid $6.97, that's shipping and handling.
For the watch, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was advertised.
That was for a 14-day trial, sir.
That was not indicated on there.
It was in the terms and conditions you had to agree to before you could put in your card information to accept the charges. But
I'll send the watch back then.
Sir, can you give me just a moment? You're asking me. You asked me to explain. I'm explaining. So, like I said, you call in. You have to call to cancel within those 14 days, or else they charge you the full price of the product, the end of trial price, which is $60 for a smartwatch. Now, like I said, because you didn't call, which is why you were charged. Let me see what I can do now. What I can't, I mean, what I can offer you is I can refund you 35% of that charge, and you can just keep the watch, and it'll be just.
No, I'll turn it over to the state attorney general's office's fraud, and I'll cancel the credit card before it's paid, if that's the case. Because this is a fraudulent activity, I can tell by the way it's operating here.
Well, sir, terms and conditions are not illegal. However, if you do feel that deeply about it, let me see if I can find someone to assist you. Let me send the email, see what I can do for you, okay, sir?
Okay. Thank you.
Still there, sir?
I am.
Okay, I just sent out my email. I'm waiting for a response, okay? While we're waiting, if you don't mind me asking, how's your day going?
Pretty good.
That's great. That's great. And can you repeat that last, like, how to pronounce that last name for me?
Mulcahy.
That's interesting. Never heard that before.
You aren't old enough then. On MASH, there was a Father Mulcahy.
On MASH,
the
really?
Old MASH program. That's even been out of reruns for quite a while now, though.
Yeah, no, I remember that show. My grandmother used to watch it. She used to watch MASH and Jag and Matlock and all that stuff. And I'm just like, you're such an old person. But I was like 8 then, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going ahead and get you canceled out. And I just received an email. Let me see what it says, okay? Alrighty, can I have good news? I am allowed to fully refund you the $59.97, okay? Give me just a moment so I can get that set in motion, okay? And the watch will be on us, okay, sir? So, you're being refunded $59.97, and that should be posted into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay.
Hold on, wait a minute. No. Yeah. Within the next 3 to 5 business days. So, you have that to look forward to, but in addition to, you're going to get an email letting you know about this refund and what to expect it, okay?
Okay.
So, that's all. Oh, yeah, you can keep the watch. You don't have to worry about shipping it back. It's on us.
Okay.
And that's it, sir. You've been refunded and I've taken care of you. So, if that's all, Mr. Mulcahy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just taking me so much effort to say that, and I'm not sure why. Mulcahy. It's because I'm trying to read it, and it says what it says, but I'm trying to make it say something different. So, Mr. Mulcahy, thank you for calling into customer service. My name was Candy with 2 I's, and I want to thank you, and I hope that I have assisted you today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your year, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Hang up.